In sports, the Mets, all they do is just keep on winning. Best record in baseball. Last night, they downed the Cardinals 3-0. They've got hitting, they've got pitching, and if their bullpen can hold up, they got a shot. There's no doubt about it. Meanwhile, the Yankees defeated the Orioles 12-8 in a defensive struggle. Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo had three home runs in that game.
Corners go, 3-2. Deep fly ball, right field, Santander back on the track, at the wall, leaps. See ya! A three-run home run for Rizzo, just over the leaping try of Santander, and the Yankees lead 3-0. Well, you hit a fly ball to right field and you're on the mound, you think the worst? Rizzo gets tied up a little bit, but gets just enough of it to get it over the glove by that much. As close can be.
Now here's the 1-2. And the pitch hit in the air to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Another Rizzo home run. Oh, that Rizzo rakes. He hits a two-run home run about five, six rows deep in the right field seats. His second home run of the night. He has five RBIs on the night. Nobody beats the Riz. 378
feet for that one. See, it doesn't take your power away. You still have the one-handed swing. You let go of that bat, but you can just control it. You can see the ball a lot more.
High fly ball down the right field line. And it's gone! A home run for Anthony Rizzo! Right down the line, right inside the pole. His first three home run game of his career. And the Yankees lead 12-8. Back-to-back home runs. Judge and Rizzo here in the eighth.
So there you go. Can you do any better than getting a home run from three home runs from Rizzo and a home run from Judge? I mean, that's what you call being the Bronx Bombers. I don't know. The Yankees still need more consistent pitching. They're going to go anywhere. Anywhere in the playoffs to potentially get a shot at the World Series again, they're going to need pitching. And even relief pitching. Let's hope that they can, if you are a Yankee fan, let's just hope that they can put it all together. And why leave Judge out of the four home run game?
That was drilled deep to left field. There it goes, a birthday bash for Aaron Judge, 11-8 Yankees.
So the Bronx Bombers showed up. All right, let's go back to take a look at see how the Red Sox did if they played last night. I think they did. I think they played. Did they play Tampa Bay? I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure the Red Sox played. All right, let's see here. Yep, the Red Sox played. No, the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-5. So if you take all that and ingest it. Toronto's in first place by a half game over the Yankees. They've got a 12-6 record. The Yankees are 11-6. Tampa Bay at 9-8, and Boston at 7-11. And like I said with the Mets, simply the best this year, 14-5. They got a 4.5-game lead in the American League East. Miami is in second place at 9-8. So the Mets look for real this year. Like I said, see if their bullpen can hold up. NBA. The Suns over the Pelicans, 112-97. Phoenix leads that series 3-2. The Grizzlies beat the Timberwolves, 111-109. Memphis leads that series 3-2. The Heat over the Hawks, 97-94. Miami wins that series 4-1. And Dallas defeated Jazz, 102-77. Dallas leads that series 3-2. All right. So that is the NBA action. National Hockey League action from yesterday. As I scan down the scores that are posted in front of me, see if we can find it. The Bruins defeated the Panthers 4-2. The Senators beat the Devils 5-4. The Islanders beat the Capitals 4-1. And the Rangers lost to the Hurricane 4-3. That, my friends, is a check on sports this morning.